With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Three special elections with national impact are being held today in Central Florida, two races to fill congressional seats. One is for the post vacated by White House National Security Advisor Michael Waltz. And in Wisconsin, a state Supreme Court contest is being closely watched since the liberal candidate in the race says she is for gerrymandering two Republican seats in Congress off the map. Megan Novak, legislative director of Americans for Prosperity, says it will bolster President Trump's agenda if conservative Brad Schimmel wins tonight.
If you are a voter who cares about the America First agenda, if you are a voter who supported President Trump and wants to see him implementing his agenda and his policies, then you have to care first about this Wisconsin Supreme Court race, because if they have their way, that House majority is gone in 2026 or even earlier, and we will not have a chance to fight back anymore.
Polling places in Wisconsin will be open until 7 p.m. local time tonight. Spending in the hotly contested Supreme Court race is expected to exceed $100 million. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump says the U.S. has been ripped off by its trading partners for far too long, and that's about to end.
The president has dubbed Wednesday Liberation Day. It's when he will raise U.S. tariffs to match what other countries charge. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
He's doing this in the best interest of the American worker.
Businesses are unsure what the tariffs' impact will be. The stock market has tumbled over the past few weeks, and Goldman Sachs raised its forecast for inflation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Powerful storms extending from the south to the upper Midwest are blamed for at least a half dozen deaths, three of the victims children in Michigan. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 62 points. This is SRN News. Britain's assisted suicide bill is in trouble.
Supporters of the controversial legislation facing a growing public backlash have agreed to extend debate, meaning that assisted suicide might not become law before 2029. But that's the year the United Kingdom is scheduled to hold an election, the results of which might put an end to the assisted suicide bill altogether. Opponents say the measure will victimize the disabled and the elderly, for whom a right to die might become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National pro-life groups are organizing a lobbying effort with Congress and the Trump administration aimed at eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood. Pro-life advocates believe that Republican control of the White House and Congress presents a unique opportunity to end federal reimbursement for the nation's largest abortion business. Some also think that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency could be a valuable tool for getting the job done. This is SRN News. The village where a young Abraham Lincoln came of age is in for a long overdue facelift.
Lincoln lived in New Salem, Illinois as a young man from 1831 to 1837. The federal government reconstructed the village in the 1930s, but long neglected maintenance has led to major problems. The drive shaft in the grist mill has fallen out of the floor, and the roof of the carding mill has a hole the size of a refrigerator. After agitation by Gina Gilmore Walter of the New Salem Lincoln League and action by local lawmakers, Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration pledged this month to put up $8 million to restore the village, which annually draws hundreds of thousands of visitors. Keith Peters, Washington.
Everybody out of town. They've evacuated the small community of Blue Lagoon, Iceland. Fears that a sleeping volcano could wake up and blow its top. More details at SRNNews.com.